community.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Body, Mind, and Balance, a weekly program devoted to celebrating the balance between physical health and mental health. Our show explores ways to integrate physical and mental health into a lifestyle of overall wellness. Our hosts are three professionals with diverse expertise and backgrounds. Corey Bank is a sports psychologist. Joanna Hodorowska is a nutrition consultant and swim coach. Valerie Shinbaum is a psychotherapist. Visit us at our website, www.bodymindandbalance.com. Together, we are working towards achieving body, mind, and balance. And good afternoon. Welcome to Body, Mind, and Balance. It's a new year, and today's topic is Out on Our Own, Starting Your Own Business. I'm Valerie Shinbaum, your host, and today I have in my studio two guests, possibly three. Deborah Reist is here. She's the owner of Yours, Mine, and Ours, H-O-U-R-S, a personal assistant and concierge service. And also with us is Ariane Vaughn, owner of KMT Enterprises, an organizational development and consulting firm. And we might have Deborah Moses later on, but we're not sure. She's going through one of those things about being a business owner where she has to be in three places at one time today. We'll talk about that a little later. Before I forget, I also want to mention that we do have a new website. It's www.bodymindandbalance. We hope you'll visit and check out all the different links and surf it around. It's a pretty cool place. So what else do I need to tell you? All right, the call-in number, we do take calls on this show, is area code 610-664-4100. We're here at AM 860 WWDB. Welcome, Deb. Welcome, Ariane.
Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you.
All right. So we're all in business for ourselves. How much fun is that? I guess the first thing I want to talk about, how did we all decide to get started? What were you going to say, Deb?
Well, I was just going to say we're having a lot of fun in business for ourselves.
Man.
Yes.
We are.
All right. Deborah, let's start with you. How long have you been out on your own in business for yourself?
I've been out on my own for 3 years, uh-huh. The best 3 years of my life.
Uh-huh.
For over 30 years, I was working for other people, and it's much more rewarding. And the flexibility and the scheduling is one of the main reasons that I decided to go out on my own.
Mm-hmm. That was the, and how did you, okay, we were talking earlier in the week about ways to find a niche or find a service to provide. What was the inspiration? You say you have divine inspiration. You had a moment.
Yes, I called it divine inspiration. I had been working for a state senator. He was going to retire. And I just started thinking, since I had that notice ahead of time, what did I want to do? I knew I didn't want to stay in politics. So I just started thinking one day about what I do outside of work, in work, and came up with the idea of personal concierge service.
Mm-hmm.
Started looking into that and found out it was one of the top 10 businesses growing in the United States. So mm-hmm. I thought I would look into it. I decided it was all the things that I did anyway. So I felt I could make a business out of it.
Good idea. Mm-hmm. Now, I must tell you that since you and I have met a few months ago, I teach college at Delaware County Community College and Montgomery County Community College. And each semester, I teach quite a number of students. And I have mentioned you several times in my classes. And I have to tell you that I have at least 10 students right now at this moment from last semester and this semester who are already wanting your name, your email address. They want to talk to you. How can I do that too? How can I do that too? That's a great idea. How did she do that? Tell us more. The word is out. I mean, they just can't wait to find out more about what you do.
Yeah.
Now, Ariane.
Yes.
So you are fairly new to the Out on Our Own world. Tell your story.
I actually have been doing things on my own for some time, for probably about 5 years, and doing some facilitation, some training for small groups with some of the volunteer work that I do. And about 2 years ago, I realized that the organization that I was working for and what I was doing was not what I was meant to be doing. I wasn't reaching my full potential.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about what is it that I really love to do and how can I figure out a way to get paid to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentally started planning at that moment, what did Out on My Own look like?
Mm-hmm.
And from that day to this, about 6 months ago, I kind of took the step and formalized and filled out all the papers and decided that and for what was the name going to be and what did I need to just get started.
Right.
And it's been a wonderful experience. And I'd recommend it for anyone who gets to that that moment and that point where they know that what they're doing is not reaching their full potential.
Right.
And if they can think about how to translate what they really love to do and what they're passionate about into a way to make money, then it may be the right time for them to go out on their own.
While we're on that subject, I want to recommend or talk about a few things that I always collect files when I decide to put a show together. I collect files where I have articles and books and materials that I've seen or thought about that have to apply to the topic. And I want to mention a few things that I have collected in the Philadelphia Inquirer image section. On Sunday, October 9th of 2005, Karen Heller in the Intuition column wrote an article called Taking a Chance on the New Life at Midlife, which is a lot about changing careers or starting a business of your own. And then from More Magazine's December 2005, January 2006 issue are two articles. One is called Using Our Midlife Mojo. We're not getting older, we're getting feistier, and that can truly work magic for a career. And the other article is called Starting Over, and it's the story of the 60 Minutes producer Mary Mapes, who was part of that whole, was it Dan Rather, right? The Dan Rather debacle. Mm-hmm. And she had to find a way to start over. And then I have two books that I want to recommend to our listeners in case they're interested. The first is by a woman named Marcia Sinitar, S as in Sam, I, N as in Nancy, E-T-A-R, and it's called Do What You Love, The Money Will Follow. And the second book is called Wishcraft. I don't know the author right off the top of my head, but I have both of those books. And I'll tell you, the Do What You Love book was inspirational for me. Speaking of inspiration, have you ever noticed, either of you, when you start to think about being in business for yourself, how many people all of a sudden pop up in your path who also work for themselves, and they're happy to tell you their stories? I know, because this happened to me all the time about 2 years before I went out on my own. All of a sudden, I just kept running into all these people who worked for themselves. And I thought, wow, there are no coincidences. This is really true. How about you all?
Right. Well, we talk about the universe all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think we're just more aware once you get that idea. It's like a car. You go to look at a car, you find the one you like, and then you see them all over the place. When you're driving, you never noticed them before. So I think we're just more aware of all of those people who are in business and want to find out how they do it.
I think the other thing that happens for you is if you believe that timing is everything, then you really start to listen for people who are talking about what is it like to be an entrepreneur, what is it like to be, even if they're working full time somewhere else and doing something on the side on their own, you start to listen to their stories a bit more because now you've got heightened awareness because you're interested.
Right.
And so it helps you as you start to put those pieces together to know some of the obstacles, the challenges, but the benefits and the blessings.
Right. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I think it is about awareness. And one of the things about being out on my own, I notice is, I don't know if this happens to you, but do you ever find that you just have such an easy time talking about your business? Mm-hmm. Do you carry your business cards in your purse? I've got press kits in there about the radio show. I've got my business flyer. You had your card that I carry. I carry your card. I have your card. Mm-hmm. It's just that way. And everywhere you go, you just, oh, look here. Oh, look here. So that's the kind of thing.
And I think you're constantly thinking about when you meet people, how could your business provide a service for them? Be it little or small, you're just always thinking about, as you're niching and as you're kind of evolving and you're thinking about what could I do for them? And so it is. It's a part of who you are. Absolutely.
It becomes that we're always doing our own sales. We're our own PR departments, aren't we?
Absolutely.
You know, every contractor who comes to my house to do work, want to buy a commercial on my radio show? You know, and it's that kind of thing. It's so, because a lot of contractors, if you're in your house working, have you ever noticed contractors will say, oh, are you off from work today?
That's right.
And then as soon as I say I work for myself, their eyes light up because they can relate. They're working for themselves, too. Mm-hmm. And then there's that whole kindred spirit, rapport building, meeting of the minds thing. Oh, look at this. Another person who works for themselves. Mm-hmm. So I notice that happens a lot, too. And in my travels, I keep meeting more and more people who are asking questions about how can I do this? And are they already doing it? That's pretty cool. What else do we need to think about? I guess the best thing to say now is, how do we decide what service to provide? Because 90% of the time, it seems like it's a service, isn't it?
Most of the time. I think that the best way to decide what service you want to provide is to really sit down and think about what your passion is, what you enjoy doing. Take a piece of paper if you have to, get your list, the things you hate to do, the things you love to do, and then in looking and concentrating on those things you like to do and want to do, you can usually come up with a lot of different ideas on how you can put that into a job, a service.
That's a good point. It doesn't always necessarily have to do with your specific educational background either. I think there are a lot of people working for themselves who maybe have a skill set, they have some experience. In some areas, they'll need to have some credentialing, but typically it's about drive. It's about motivation. That's what it seems to be for me anyway, and I think it is mostly true for people I know. It's a willingness to be flexible, like you said, Deb, because when you work for yourself, you're always in your car, aren't you?
Yes. Your car. We're always in our car. The office is in the truck. Yeah.
And in my house.
Yes.
Yeah. So your car becomes your office. What were you going to say, Erica?
I think that idea of flexibility is important, too, because as you're finding what it is you're passionate about, whether you're writing it down or however you're doing that, you have to be flexible even in deciding on what it is you're going to hone in on for the business.
Right.
And recognize that you can't do everything, but that you really have to develop a focus to get you started.
Good point. And speaking of being flexible, we're going to come right back in just a minute and talk some more about the downside or the drawbacks or the ways that being in business for ourselves can sometimes take us out of balance. Again, this is Body, Mind, and Balance, WWDB AM 860. Our call phone number is 610-664-4100. We're talking about Out on Our Own, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
Why are you settling for less than you want? Yes, I am talking to you. Hello. Your life is not what you want it to be, right? So why are you settling? You know why? Because you don't know how to get the life you really want. I'm Deborah Moses, author of Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want. This book can revolutionize your life. 4 steps to creating the life you want. Choice, opportunity, responsibility, expectation. C-O-R-E. 4 steps. Sound simple? It is. Stop settling. Take the first step now. Make the choice to get Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want. Available at Amazon and by visiting www.transformingyouseminars.com. That's transforming you, the letter U, seminars.com.
So, Deb, what did you do last night?
It was a fairly slow evening. Before I wrapped my latest client's gifts, I created the customer list for a small business owner, handled research for another client, and ran a few errands for one of my seniors who wasn't able to get out of the house.
Wow, Deb, it sounds like you could use your own personal assistant.
No way. There are enough hours in the day if you use them wisely.
You say that, but I'm always working on something. There just never seems to be enough time to get everything done.
That's because you haven't called Yours, Mine, and Ours, Personal Assistant and Concierge Services. We'll do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do. Check out the Yours, Mine, and Ours website at www.yoursmineandourswithanh.com.
Maybe I should try that.
You know, Brian, I think you should.
Wouldn't you enjoy more time and freedom? Call Yours, Mine, and Ours, named Best of Philly 2005. Dial 215-778-3704. Then relax.
Now that we're older, I see a lot of kids who won't associate with each other just because of their religion or their nationality.
When do we learn to care about those things?
I mean, what's up with that?
Prejudice happens when you make assumptions without knowing the whole story.
Tolerance is accepting someone before they walk through the door.
No matter what their background,
their looks,
their ethnicity,
their religion,
their lifestyle.
It's accepting people for who they are, as individuals.
Tolerance is recognizing and respecting the beliefs or practices of others.
Their culture, their family, their traditions.
Tolerance is celebrating the diversity that makes us great.
Tolerance.org encourages people from all walks of life to fight hate and promote tolerance. People everywhere can find news, tests for hidden bias, and action guides for communities, workplaces, schools, and homes.
Before you make a judgment, get the whole picture.
Tolerance. Honor the differences.
Picture a world of respect. Visit tolerance.org to learn more.
Tolerance.org is a project of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Okay. Welcome back to Body, Mind, and Balance here at AM 860 WWDB. I'm your host, Valerie Shinbaum. Before I forget, our call-in phone number is area 610-664-4100, and we've been looking out the window at the tornado weather that we have going on. Hopefully some of you still have working telephones and can call us up with your opinions, thoughts, comments, questions, anything you'd like to say. I'm your host, Valerie Shinbaum, once again, and today we're talking about out on our own, being in business for ourselves. And I have Deb Reist, owner of Yours, Mine, and Ours, H-O-U-R-S, a personal assistant and concierge service. And also with us today is Ariane Vaughn, owner of KMT Enterprises, an organizational development and consulting firm. And Ariane, remind me, doesn't KMT stand for Keep Me Together?
Keep Me Together, that's
Keep
it.
Me Together.
And so right. The idea is whatever we do, whomever we work with, the development that we do will help your organization stay together through change, through storms, through sunshine, whatever comes. Your developmental infrastructure will be so strong after you've worked with us that it'll keep you together.
So you're putting steel girders around systems. Pretty cool.
And it's interesting.
Like,
let me add another little note here. One of the things I'm finding is the things we do in organizations also apply to relationships and to all aspects of life.
Uh-huh.
So if we build the infrastructure, and an infrastructure that will last, the organization can flourish for eternity.
Good job. I like that plan. It's a good point. And again, it starts with us. I find one of the most empowering things about being in business for myself is that it's me. So it fails or succeed based on my personal strength. And if I have personal strength, then I can get done what I need to get done. But speaking of getting done what we need to get done, let's talk about the dark side, the dark side of being in business for oneself. And I think this is actually a two-pronged section. The show is called Body, Mind, and Balance. So I always like to divide the show up and talk about things that can throw us off balance. One of the most important things I find that I talk to a lot of people who want to start their own business, but they just cannot see that it's actually possible to make that leap. So right away, I think the first out of balance moment we need to start with is, what is something we can say to people about making that leap? And what is it that holds people up from making that leap? That's the first out of balance thing I can think of. Mm-hmm. How about either of you?
Go ahead.
I think first thing, you're looking, if you are employed now, you're looking at your paid vacation, your medical coverage, your high salary, and you're thinking, how am I ever going to replace that? Well, in the beginning, you're probably not going to replace that. However, there's always a trade-off. And the trade-off with your own business is that, yes, you are in control. You will eventually get back to where you are now and probably even overcome and get a higher salary and everything else that you want, that you think is so important now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just, as we always say, taking that leap of faith that you can do it and will do it,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and just doing it.
Good point. Before we go on, I want to say that we have a caller on the line. We have an advertising question from Linda in Mullica Hill. Linda, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. What's your question?
Hi. My question is advertising.
Okay.
My friend and I, we started our own business just about 2 years ago now.
Okay. What is it?
Electrolysis, which
Ooh.
Is permanent hair removal for women.
Okay. Congratulations.
Well, and men. We do get some men coming in.
Uh-huh.
And we also do facials and waxing.
Mm-hmm.
And advertising seems to be one of our biggest problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if your guest could give me any advice on advertising and how they found the best advertising for themselves, along that nature.
Well, gee, Linda, I'll just go ahead and plug our website and say that our website has a whole advertiser section. Hey, shameless self-promotion is the name of the game. So you're always welcome to give any of our co-hosts a call and talk about advertising with us. We have a website and we have advertisers right on there. Anybody else want to field those questions about advertising?
I'd like to say that another option for you beyond the internet is word of mouth, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So you
obviously.
Do
mm-hmm.
right. So you do great work, and mm-hmm. then the other people who have the need send people, or know people who have the need, just so send them to you. But another thing is, think about who your immediate market is.
Mm-hmm.
So think about who are the group of people who would A, need your services, and B, where are they located so they would come to you wherever you're providing the service.
Exactly.
And then how do you get the word out to them? So is that a church bulletin? Is that flyers? Is that, you know, putting a plug in at a nonprofit or some other place where they have a women's business consortium, where they're looking for women who are in business and they want to be able to identify people who provide those types of services. But I'd say if you can think about who your market is and what is the best way to get the word out to those individuals, that's going to give you some good ideas as to how you can do some marketing and advertising at a fairly low cost.
Right, yeah, because we found out rather quickly how expensive advertising can be.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right.
Sorry, Linda.
Oh, go ahead.
This is Deb. I just wanted to also say you might want to think of some of the non-traditional forms and marketing on a shoestring, I guess. Almost every organization has golf outings, silent auctions. Whenever you hear of anything like that, possibly just consider a door prize of a gift certificate for your salon, for your services. And I've also found that chambers of commerce and any kind of networking function, you're simply talking about your business. And word of mouth is, in my business, one of the best sources of advertising without having to spend money on formal ads.
Okay. Well, Linda, thank you so much. And do feel free to visit our website at www.bodymindandbalance. And you're certainly welcome to get in touch with us, and we'll get you as an advertiser for us.
Okay.
Right. Thanks for calling, Linda.
Good luck in your business, Linda.
Good luck in your business. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now on the line, we have Joanna Hodorowska calling in with more information for us. Joanna, are you there?
Am I here?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Just some technical difficulties, not a big deal. I think I had my radio. I couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
All right.
So, how are you?
Okay. Staying inside?
You just had that last caller calling in about, you know, advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that I started my own business. It's now 2 years, officially 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, advertising has always been one of my big things as well. And one of the things that I actually did when I first started my business is I joined a business network group.
Uh-huh.
So as one of your other guests had mentioned, networking or, you know, referrals are your best source of advertising because it's free. One of the things is to get, you know, get in with a network group because that will always, you'll always have to talk to anywhere between 15 and 30 people in one room every single week to hear your message, and they'll do the advertising for you by word of mouth.
Exactly.
You know, so that's one other thing that you could possibly do. And the other thing that, you know, that I found that works for me, even though I'm in a completely different business doing nutrition coaching and swim coaching, is seminars.
All right. Good point.
You know, so that might be something to also include is, you know, you might have to do some of them for free. You might charge for some of them. But getting seminars together, either through other shops or, you know, in my case, it's through chiropractors or through bike shops and running groups and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That gets the word out and hopefully people to come to your business.
That's right. Good point. All right. Well, thank you for your contribution. As always, I love it when you call in, Joanna.
Hey, well, you know, hopefully I'll, you know, bring in a whole spurt of callers into your show. Cause,
you never know.
You just never know.
All right.
And in case anybody else is, you know, shy of about calling in, it doesn't matter what you call in about. Just call.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for the plug, Joanna. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right. So back to the dark side. Now that we had all these happy calls about trying to spread the word. So, as you can hear from our callers and from our voices, we're all enjoying being in business for ourselves. But let's talk about some of the out-of-balance stuff. All right. So, let's say people take that leap. They get over the fear. And as you talked about earlier, Deb, the idea about letting go of the concept of having those traditional paid benefits that so many people bank on. The reality being that if you make the kind of money you expect to make by working for yourself, you'll have money to buy those benefits no matter how much they cost. And I will just share that in my business, I used to use sick days because I needed mental health days because I really didn't care for working for other people. Since I have been out on my own, I think I've missed one day of work in my own business for a sick reason that was really sickness. And that's just remarkable to me. You know, somehow those paid vacation times or whatever just... They go by the wayside because the opportunity's there, the money's there, the success is there, and the body adjusts. I find. So other things about being out of balance by being on our own.
I think another thing that you can, you have the capacity to run into is doing too much.
Right.
So you're not setting boundaries and parameters for yourself. Mm-hmm. So whether you work from a home office or you have space somewhere else or you, you know, work in an office building, determining what are your office at, you know, what are the hours that you're working?
Mm-hmm.
And if you take work home or if you work in a home office, establishing time where you will not be working and space where work doesn't come.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So there have to be some boundaries that you draw early on, because otherwise you just become inundated and you get into a state of overwhelm.
Right.
And that takes you to a place that you just don't want to go.
I think at the beginning, when we're new and we're trying to get rolling and we want to be everything for everyone, Arian, as you said earlier, because we're trying to make some cash.
That's right.
So we will take on, we find ourselves saying yes a lot, don't we, in the beginning?
Yes to everything.
Yes to everything.
Sure. In your case, Deb, sure, I can address your 10,000 Christmas cards by next weekend. What's today, Thursday? Sure. I can get that done.
A challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yes to everything, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a hard one to establish those boundaries for yourself.
Well, it's also a double-edged sword, because one of the reasons we're in the niche that we're in and the reason we could succeed is because we are the go-to people. One of the things about being in business for ourselves is we have to be dependable. We have to be reliable. Otherwise, we're not going to have business. So that's important to think about, too. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about being out of balance, ways to get back in balance, how do we deal with growing pains, growth, success, etc. This is AM 860 WWDB, Body, Mind, and Balance, area 610-664-4100 if you want to call in. I'm Valerie Shinbaum, and we'll be right back.
I really don't know what I want, but I do know one thing. This life isn't it.
Hey, I just read a great book that could help you figure it out. It's called Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want by Deborah Moses. It really helped me get on the right path to the life I want. Now I'm working on following my dreams and making them reality.
How did it help you so fast?
It's easy. Just 4 steps to follow to create the life you want. Choice, opportunity, responsibility, expectation. Read it and you'll understand.
Sounds like a real find. How can I get a copy? I want to read it as soon as possible and get out of this rut.
I got mine online at www.transformingyouseminars.com. That's transforming you, the letter U, and the word seminars.com. You can also get it at Amazon. For your copy of Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want, go to transformingyouseminars.com.
Does your remodeling contractor produce high-quality results with no hassles, clean up at the end of each day, exceed your expectations, and do all this at a reasonable price? If your answer to any of these questions is no, why not give Gary at Altoonian Builders and Remodelers a call? My name is Eileen Carr, and Gary's crews have done several remodeling projects for me. They exceeded my expectations and were clean, courteous, considerate, and best of all, the only way I knew they were there was by the progress of the work. I will use Altoonian Builders and Remodelers again at the new home my husband and I just purchased.
Hello, my name is Gary Altoonian, and I'm president of Altoonian Builders and Remodelers. I have over 30 years of construction experience in all types of construction. We pride ourselves on working with and listening to you to find cost-effective and practical solutions to problems others have been unable to resolve. Whether you need a new bathroom, kitchen, replacement windows, an addition, or repairs to your home, we can do it all. Give me a call at 610-931-9506 to discuss your next project. There'll be no pressure, just solutions that will exceed your expectations. For a limited time, we are offering listeners of Valerie's show a 10% discount off our regular prices for replacement windows. My number is 610-931-9506. Thank you.
Are you anxious or feeling down? Struggling with relationship, family, or career issues? Wondering if you might have an addiction or eating disorder? If you answered yes to any of the above, then give me a call. I'm Valerie Shinbaum, a psychotherapist in private practice with over 13 years of clinical treatment experience.
I am a licensed professional counselor, a national certified counselor, and a master addictions counselor. I work with children ages 5 and up, adolescents, adults, couples, and families. Together in therapy, we can explore issues around parent-child conflict, marital and couple stressors, grief and loss, self-esteem building, divorce and custody concerns. I'm available in 2 office locations, Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, and Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. Call me for more information or to schedule an appointment at 610-322-7829. Again, that number is 610-322-7829. I'm here to help you.
All right. Welcome back to Body, Mind, and Balance here at AM 860 WWDB. I'm your host, Valerie Shinbaum. Today's topic is Out on Our Own, Being in Business for Yourself. Our call-in phone number is area 610-664-4100. And before I forget, our production god over here, Tim Halloran, has reminded me that I need to mention the website early and often. So our website, which we're very proud of and very excited about, is www.bodymindandbalance.com. Please visit and tell us your comments. So, out on our own. Before we went to break, we were talking about being in balance and ways that being in business, even when we're successful in business, can throw us out of balance. And I wanted to spend a couple minutes talking about growth. Because now that we've set the boundaries and we don't have to be the go-to people anymore, we always have to be the go-to people, but when we get large enough or successful enough or known enough, we can start setting better boundaries. But even within that, it starts to be about growth and therefore growing pains. Mm-hmm.
Growing pains, yes.
Yes.
Happen about, what, the second or third year maybe?
Uh-huh.
But it's just another set of challenges that you need to work through.
Okay.
You wanted success,
right?
So now you're getting it,
right?
How do you handle it?
Uh-huh.
And I think it's just more business planning is what you need to do, yeah. And figure out how you're going to handle that overflow.
Right.
And you raise an interesting question when you talk about business planning. You know, one of the things that I think we should mention is not everyone who goes out on their own will have a full, complete business plan.
From the go.
Mm-hmm. You'll often hear people talk about, I have to have a business plan. But in actuality, a business plan should be a living document that should tell us what your business is, what you do, how you plan to do that, what the fee, the cost structure, your marketing plan. But that can evolve over time, and it can also change over time. So when we talk about planning, we're really talking about how are you structuring your day? Who are the clients that you're taking? How many clients are you taking? What's your plan? You know, what's your fee structure?
Mm-hmm.
But those are things that have to happen
mm-hmm.
in order for you to be able to be compensated for the work that you do. And I think one of the other growing pains that you'll run into fairly early is people sometimes don't want to pay you what you're worth.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, you're new. You haven't done this very long. You're in business for yourself. I can pay you a lot less than I would pay a real person who does this
uh-huh.
because they're with an organization or, a larger company. So there's a real push-pull because you want to get the business, but you also want to be valued and paid what you're
mm-hmm.
worth.
I also look at it from another perspective. And before I say this part, I want to give a plug to some friends of mine who sent me an email yesterday saying along the lines of just what you just said now, just Ariane, it's a husband and wife team and they own a business. And he sent me an email yesterday and said, we should call in because we're an entrepreneur's dream. We started our business with nothing but the two of us and a computer and a desk or something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing. So if they're out there, I hope they'll call in and tell us the story verbatim. The other way I think about getting paid what you're worth and what you want to be, I think about it in terms of what you want to be making in terms of money. So to me, it's also about how do you meet your expenses, not only for your business, but also for your personal life. How do you keep a roof over your head, gas in your car, food on your table, et cetera. And when you break down what your monthly living expenses are and saving for the future and that kind of thing, that helps. I think that helps people decide how much they need to get paid. And that helps them project how much money they need to make, because whatever you start at, when you work for a company, there are raises and bonuses and promotions built in. When we work for ourselves, we have to remember to keep adjusting our price structure to accommodate growth and inflation, et cetera.
I think another point, Valerie, is knowing what we're worth because I think so many of us shortchange ourselves and say, you know, who's going to pay that for that service? But you know what? We're good. We know what we're doing, and we should be paid accordingly. And I think that's hard for some of us to remember all of the time.
Absolutely. And I think another piece of the early work that you have to do is find out if there are other services that exist similar to the one that you want to do. And if they exist, what are people paying for those services?
Right.
So it's almost knowing what the competition, quote unquote, is, mm-hmm. and then also knowing what the fees and the costs are. Mm-hmm. So that gives you a sense of what you should be.
Right.
You know, you want to be consistent.
Right.
And make sure you're in the ballpark with the competition.
And along with both of what you said, I think that speaks to the next part of the out of balance or the fear factor, which is the competition aspect mm-hmm. and the no aspect. Because we work for ourselves, people say yes to us, but so many more times people say no. And we have to be very careful not to take all those no's personally, because it's very easy to do. Our business is us. Our business are us. Anyway, the idea is that it's us.
It's us.
So it's me. And when I put myself out there and I say I'm a psychotherapist, you know, this is the reason why I charge XYZ dollars an hour for therapy and why it's worth paying me this money. Well, but, you know, I can go to so-and-so and they charge me this and this, and where's your pedigree and where's your this and where's your that, or somebody else has more experience than you, more years, whatever. And I think that's true with everything. We have to be prepared and develop a plan. Some of us are better at sales than others, and some of us can get what they want or never take no for an answer, but ultimately we're always going to hear no. Mm-hmm. Some people get very discouraged by that, I find.
Right. But it's a fact of life, and it's like everything else, you need to get, you have to develop a hard skin at times.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, it's more personal with someone in their own business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you get over it.
And I think you learn how to balance it.
Yeah.
So the benefit outweighs the burden.
Right.
And so, sure, we hear no, but we also have, you know, some of the things we've talked about earlier, the flexibility, we set our own schedules. There are a lot of things we do that are
mm-hmm.
positive.
Mm-hmm.
So with the no's, we learn to balance
mm-hmm.
that.
And the other thing I think that's worth talking about is competition and the fear factor around competition. I was telling both of you a story before we went on the air that I had made a phone call to somebody when I was first coming out here because I needed to find a supervisor. And one person I talked to said to me, oh, so what you're expecting me to do is help foster the competition. Is that it? And clearly this person is not my supervisor today. To me, I think there's work enough for everybody. I think the only person I'm competing with is me, just to try to do more, you know, get further ahead. But there are people who, upon seeing one personal concierge service or one marketing consulting organizational development service, will say, well, why should I do that? Somebody's already doing it. How am I ever going to find a way to develop a business if they already have the market cornered? And the reality is that nobody has the market cornered.
Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing you have to think about is what is unique about you, the service you provide.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, the credentials of the people providing the service, whether it's the nice little way you do X,
mm-hmm.
but what is unique and memorable about what you provide?
Mm-hmm.
And if you hone in on that, mm-hmm. it starts to diminish the fear factor.
Mm-hmm. Good point. And then we were also talking about self-confidence. Deb, you had some things to say about self-confidence that go along with that.
Well, I think when we're young, we have to learn things and we don't feel comfortable with ourselves. But I think as we hit that magic midlife point for many of us, it just seems to come naturally because you've had the experiences you've had, because you've talked to the people you've talked to, because you've handled the things that you've handled. You do have much more confidence in yourself, and you're it's easy to walk into a room and introduce yourself and talk about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I may not have been able to do that when I was younger, but I think most of us do get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice place to be.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't
absolutely.
It? And I think the other part of it is that if we are in business for ourselves, we don't have a choice but to go in. Because if you don't talk about your business, no one else is going to.
Right.
So how is it possible? I mean, sure, I know there's probably shy people out there who go in business and they make a killing. That's good. But if I don't say the positive things about what my business provides, and that's the key word, is that positiveness, positivity. You know, I'm going in the room ramped up, and that's what I come in the room with, and that's very important too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right, Because if you don't sell yourself and your business, who else is going to do it?
Nobody I know. But then once the word gets out, I think people do start to talk. I want to send a shout out to Ann Loke today, who is the center manager at the Plymouth Meeting American Executive Centers, and without whom I would not have met Ariane, Deb, or a number of other people. There are people in our path, I find, who put us in touch with other people. And there are conduits working around us in the form of people who send more business our way, more contacts our way. And that's really what it's all about.
I think you raise an interesting point, too, about contacts. You know, never diminish the possibilities when you meet people and engage with people as it relates to your own business.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point,
because you meet them and you don't see the instant connect. But, you know, you keep those cards. You have a file where you call them, you know, every 3 months, every 6 months, every 9 months.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, they may need the exact service that you provide.
Right.
Or know someone who needs that.
It's all about that seed planting type of thing. Dr. Corey Bank and Joanna Hodorovska, my two co-hosts, and I, we talk about this all the time. We have these round robin emails that we send to each other about this show because things take time. You know, I think that if you expect to come out, and Deb Moses actually has said this before, if you expect to come out and right away it's going to be a, you know, Fortune 500 company in the first year, no.
Mm-mm.
And I wish you all out there in the audience could watch our heads in the studio because we're all shaking our heads. Not a chance. Never going to happen. So I think diligence and perseverance, and I think that's an out of balance issue for folks, because at the first sign of a no, or if there become too many no's, or as we all know, there are some months when you're really bringing in some serious cash, and then there are other months when your expenses are just what they are and the cash isn't there to go along. So that's all worth bearing in mind, and slogging ahead makes a lot of sense, right?
That's right.
So when we come back, we're going to continue talking about the just do it approach to getting on with Out on Our Own. This is AM 860 WWDB. The show is Body, Mind, and Balance. The website is www.bodymindandbalance.com. I'm Valerie Shinbaum. Our call-in phone number is area 610-664-4100. And today we're talking about Out on Our Own, being in business for ourselves. We'll be right back.
Living the life you want to be living? Are you following the path you were born to follow? Are you achieving your fullest potential? If your life seems off, somehow not quite what you thought it would be, or not what you want it to be, perhaps you are not living the life you are meant to be living. How do you change that? It's easier than you think. Pick up a copy of Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want by Deborah Moses. This new book will teach you to create the life you want in four simple steps: choice, opportunity, responsibility, expectation, C-O-R-E, four steps to a more fulfilling life. Available at www.transformingyouseminars.com. That's transforming you, the letter U, not Y-O-U, seminars.com. Also available from Amazon.
This is Dr. Corey Bank, founder of the Abington Center for Therapy and Sports Psychology, conveniently located in Abington Township. I am an outpatient therapist, a professor of psychology, and an athlete having completed numerous endurance events, including the Ironman USA Triathlon. I have over 10 years of experience in the field of sports psychology. A sample of my specializations include reaching peak performance, setting effective goals, and eliminating performance anxiety. I work with athletes of all ages and abilities. At the Abington Center for Therapy and Sports Psychology, I will provide comprehensive, confidential, and specific treatment to each individual. Please contact me at the Abington Center for Therapy and Sports Psychology for a free phone consultation to see if I may be of assistance to you. The number is 215-884-7240. That's 215-884-7240. Also, feel free to learn more about us at www.abingtonpsychology.com.
Still looking for the perfect diet? Are you confused with all the diet information out there? Want to learn how to lose weight and be healthy in the process? Then the 8-week nutrition bootcamp is just for you. The 8-week nutrition boot camp is a comprehensive nutrition course designed to help you learn the why behind food choices and changes, not just the what. Anyone can follow a plan. I can help you really understand what you are doing and help you succeed not just for 8 weeks, but for a lifetime. Call me, Joanna Hodorowska, Nutrition in Motion, your personal nutrition coach, at 215-272-6774 or visit me at www.nutrition-in-motion.net. Find your health one meal at a time. Get your nutrition into shape with the 8-week nutrition boot camp. With me, Joanna Hodorowska, Nutrition in Motion, 215-272-6774 or www.nutrition-in-motion.net.
All right, here we are at WWDB AM 860. Body, Mind, and Balance. Visit our website, www.bodymindandbalance.com, which, by the way, is being administered for us by Dr. Corey Bank's wife, Joy Bank. So I want to say thank you to Joy. And by the way, Dr. Corey Bank, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in and talking about the show. Glad to hear from you, too. So while we're talking about the show, and today's show is Out on Our Own, Being in Business for Ourselves, here in the studio with me are Deb Reist, owner of Yours, Mine, and Ours, H-O-U-R-S, which is a personal assistant and concierge service, and Ariane Vaughn, who is the owner of KMT Enterprises, an organizational development and consulting firm. And right now we have Mark, the person I told the story about. He decided to go ahead and call in. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Tell us your story.
Well, my wife decided to go and start the business from a little tiny desk and a telephone, and it just grew from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple months later, I was in an automobile accident. And meanwhile, I was coaching her the whole time
mm-hmm.
on how to do, to do this business. And then we both were running a business. And what we would do is large companies that have computer rooms, we would go in and take all the big mainframe computers out of their computer room and take them in tractor trailers and have a couple of men push them, and then we would ship them overseas to China to special junkyards to take them apart.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that for a number of years, and then personal computers came on the market, and we tried making a go of it with personal computers, and that didn't really work out. So we just reinvented ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And we now do special equipment that cools a computer room or keeps electric power at a computer room.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, you were talking about advertising. We mm-hmm. tried every type of advertising, direct mail, of course, advertising, fax blasts, whatever would work, we tried.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's emailing. So we have a company that does email blasting.
Mm-hmm.
And then when cell phones came on the market, I was one of the ones that had a cell phone, a big, huge cell phone, and that really made quite a difference in how the business ran, because now we had instant communications with when we were out in the field taking watching these computers being transported.
Right.
So that's about the story.
That's a great story. So you just started with two people in a dream, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You know, business plan happens along the way.
Yeah, and there really was not a plan. There was nothing. It was all seat of the pants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's still been that way for we've been doing this for 18 years.
There you go.
And never business model, nothing.
Right.
As we went along, we just figured out what to do.
There you go. It's kind of like Nike. You just do it, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Mark. Thanks for listening.
You're quite welcome.
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. So now we're on the just do it part. This is the fun part because all three of us sitting here and everybody else we know, we're all about just do it or else we wouldn't be in business for ourselves. So they started with a dream. They're still dreaming. 18 years later, they're making money. What else, I guess, do we need to share with folks that are considering this?
Well, I think as we talked about earlier, you will have people who think they can't do anything with their business
mm-hmm.
unless every duck is in order, everything is in place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really the way it needs to be if they're going to be successful. I think that holds a lot of people back.
Mm-hmm.
They never do what they really want to do, what they really love to do,
mm-hmm.
just because they aren't good at a business plan or don't know how to go about it, that they let that one thing stop them from
right.
maybe being happy for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think something else that comes up too, and Deb Moses has talked about this before, sometimes when you announce to people in your life that you're going to try this, they look at you like you have nine heads. What do you mean you're going to go into business for yourself? And she told this story a couple times on the show, and she said sometimes she had been met with just a little bit of, how can you do this kind of questioning? And her reply was, because I can. Mm-hmm. And that's very important, too. I think sometimes we're met with some skepticism when we say we're going to be in business for ourselves. And people who know us, even if they know us well, they'll still question it. Oh, isn't there too much risk involved? How can you do that independent thing? Aren't you afraid of what happens? Well, sure. Of course, the answer to those questions is yes. Of course I'm afraid. Sometimes it is scary to be out here by ourselves. But what's the trade-off?
Right. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Exactly.
Because, and that's what you have to have, that strength mm-hmm. to be able to say that. And mm-hmm. even if it's somebody you love telling you that, you have to know, I know better.
Yeah.
I know it's going to work. I know right. what I'm capable of.
Right.
So I'm sorry, I have to turn you off right now.
That's cute. I like that. I'm just going to turn you to a different frequency.
Yes.
Yeah. For many people, you know, sometimes there will be obstacles of that type. Sometimes people have family obligations. Sometimes people have a schedule that has been arranged around things being a certain way. And now this person comes along and says, well, I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to do this. And everybody else in that system, in that emotional system, says, well, you can't do that. That's going to affect our lives. And the answer to that is, well, yes, it is. You're right. It will. Get over yourselves. Mm-hmm. So kindly, gently, but still,
right.
you know, because I know I can do this and it will work out in the end.
Mm-hmm. And what day isn't affected? I mean, what schedule isn't affected any day nowadays? Everything changes at a moment's notice sometimes.
Absolutely.
We have to be able to change and reschedule.
Mm-hmm. 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 Absolutely. Yeah. So one of the other things that I just thought of along with that, oh, I just lost my train of thought. That's too bad. It'll come back to me, I'm sure. I understand we have Deb Moses on the line. Deborah.
Hi, Deb.
Hi.
How's everybody?
Oh,
hi,
we missed you.
Sorry about that. The time just didn't work out.
Right. But we love you anyway, and we've been talking about you all day during the show.
Yeah, I just heard you taking my name in vain. I
yeah.
turned the radio on when I got in the car and
yeah.
heard you.
Well, I was sharing with them the story you've told on the air a couple times about how you said to some people who know you very well, I'm going into business for myself. And the response you got was, you can't do that. And the response you gave was,
yes, I can.
There you go, girl. So throw your hat in the ring. What would you like to add for us?
Well, I think the people just need to realize that they can pretty much do whatever they set their mind to do.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we really do have the strength and the wherewithal within ourselves to do what we set out to do when we make choices in our lives
mm-hmm.
and make those choices consciously and with a thought process that makes sense.
Right. I think in a way, Deb, that's the business plan right there. It's the thought process that makes sense that you're just talking about. That's the best business plan I could ever think of.
Yeah, I agree with you. Works mm-hmm. for me.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Well, Deb, we miss you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw my little two cents in there for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care, Deb.
So how do we wrap it up? Moving ahead, motivation, perseverance. What else do we want to add to that?
Don't lose sight of your vision.
Oh.
Whatever caused you to decide to go out on your own or even start to think about it, don't lose sight of that vision, no matter
mm-hmm.
what comes to try to take you away from that. Stay focused on the vision.
Which means keeping the focus on yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. And that sounds selfish. People out there listening are going to say, jump all over me and say, that sounds so selfish. But it is. In order for us to succeed, we have to put ourselves at the head of the column. And I find with everything I do that, the more I have to give to everybody else in my life anyway.
That's right.
How about you, Deb?
Well, I think you're going to follow the road, but always be able to take the detour and enjoy the detour along the way. Because that's the path you were meant to take for whatever reason. It will teach you something. It may take you off your business off on another road that you didn't think about, but may work better for you.
Great. All right. Well, I want to thank Deb Reist and Ariane Vaughn for being with me today. Thank you, Deb Moses, for getting your two cents in there. Thank you to all of our callers. Thanks to Tim, our radio production god, sitting in for Dave today. Right. This is Body, Mind, and Balance at AM 860 WWDB. I'm your host, Valerie Shinbaum. Today's topic was Out on Our Own, Launching Your Own Business. Remember to visit our website at www.bodymindandbalance.com and join us next week when Dr. Corey Bank is going to be here with his guests talking about, are we pushing kids too hard in competitive sports? Thanks very much for listening. Have a pleasant afternoon and stay dry.
AM 860 WWDB is your exclusive financial information station right here in the Delaware Valley, addressing all areas of investments such as stocks, mutual funds, real estate, and so much more. Our investment specialists give you insight on how you can make and protect more of your money. Now, as the exclusive home for Imus in the Morning, AM 860 WWDB is also your source for news and entertainment on your drive into work. All this and great money talk, too, right here on AM 860 WWDB, the Delaware Valley. Only Money Talk Radio.
Hundreds of thousands of tigers used to roam Asia's forests. Fewer than 7,000 remain. Imagine.